And it is holding against Millersville, so their first offense. Boy, they were perfect, weren't they?
We'll take it.
Yeah, well, push them back. Push them back a little bit here. At the 11-16 mark of the second quarter. Ball back to the 15-yard line as a result of the penalty now. So that negates the 2-yard carry for Schenck. Tyrese Gibson is in the backfield right now. Double receivers up top, and they're asking for what is the play to Schenck. And fullback goes in motion. Or tight end, I'm sorry. And immediately hit and snowed under is Colin Schenck, and coming in on the play, number 95, Trey Blanford with his third sack of the game.
Just a bull rush, straight bull rush. I mean, he just ran over the left tackle, got into the backfield and disrupted that play. So, I mean, Trey Blanford, not that he didn't have a good first two games, but, man, I mean, something clicked with this guy today, and he has figured it out.
Ooh, he really has. Three sacks now. And gives him 4.5 tackles for a loss.
Yeah.
He's working himself into a PSAC player of the week opportunity. Now, second and goal at the 23. In motion goes Dolan. Schenck drops back, steps up, has time, gets rid of it, dumps it off, and it's caught. And
good tackle.
Down by
touchdown.
His saving
tackle by Zaffrem. Yeah, Zaffrem does a great job of getting over there and just tripping up the ball carrier. Really nice job by Schenck of moving in the pocket, feeling the pressure around him, stepping up and delivering a strike, getting one of his outlets. You know, whenever he's gone through his progressions today, he's looked good. And that one, finally, you know, that was probably his third or fourth read on the play, but got it to the man and got good yardage.
Actually, it was Evan Morrill who made that catch. They're similar in numbers. Morrill, number 27, with over to number 24. Now they'll put double backs in the backfield surrounding Schenck. A little blocking help. And here comes a fade pass to the corner of the end zone, incomplete. He led his receiver just a couple of steps too far. That's Joey Farley.
Boy, and Farley had it too. I think he had the step that he needed, or at least the separation that he needed for that to be a completion. But as you said, Schenck just a little long on that one. And now it looks like they're going to bring in the field goal unit to get some points on the board here.
So it'll be fourth and goal at the 4 is where they got back to after the 11-yard grab. And they'll go for some points here.
Joey Farley's the kicker, too. So after
he's Mr. Versatile.
After incomplete pass on the fade his way, he's got to come out and boot this one through.
Out of the hold of Tyler Riemann. And here's the snap. Here's the kick. It looks good. And it is. So, what is that now? 14-play drive for Millersville, the start of the second half. And they finally get the goose egg off the board. It is 42-3 in favor of the Rock. The Rock going to get the ball back in 30 seconds from now. You're listening to Rock Football on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Looking for a great price on a clean, dependable pre-owned car? Then head to Honda North. Browse over 7,000 pictures of our used car inventory easily at HondaNorth.net. Every pre-owned car undergoes a 182-point inspection and comes with free Carfax report. And buying from Honda North comes with benefits, free PA state inspections, free service loaner cars. And at Honda North, every fifth oil change is free. Buying a pre-owned car is a big deal. At Honda North, we'll help you find the right car for you. Honda North, more cars, lower prices. Just try us.
Rockin' the Rock. Slippery Rock University football is found right here on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Well, a 14-play drive for Millersville to start the second half, but it only turns into 3 points. But it's points for them. The Rock leading 42-3 now. And the real key in that, breaking up that drive and the momentum, I think, was the Trey Blanford sack, the third one of the day.
Yeah, I mean, they had a first and goal at the 4-yard line, take the holding penalty, and then on the next play, Trey Blanford blows up the quarterback in the backfield. So, yeah, I mean, nice job by this defense of bending, not breaking, and only giving up the 3 points.
So the Rock going to get the ball back here for the first time in this half. Back deep are Jermaine Wynn and Eric Glover-Williams, and this ball is hit way out of bounds. So the Rock going to get it at the 35 following the penalty. They have definitely had their challenge kicking the ball, in particular on punts and kickoffs today.
Yeah, it's been Boy, now you say that, yeah, and I think back on it, and that's the first kickoff that's gone out of bounds, but you had two punts that were shanked pretty badly and gave Slippery Rock good field position. So, yeah, lots of troubles with the kicking game today.
9:25 to go in the third quarter now. And the Rock going to come back out under the direction of Roland Rivers, who...
Valuable snaps for him.
Bob. Yeah, 10 of 23 so far, 115 yards, two touchdowns.
Because let's be honest, I mean, what we're hearing on the injury report, sounds like he's going to be your quarterback for a couple weeks here. So these are great reps for him to be getting.
And he'll be joined by Nasir Weaver in the backfield. They've got A.J. Alexander in at tight end. Hand off, Weaver goes into the pile, pushes that pile. Great push by the offensive line, and then he rode that right up their back out to the 40 to the 30, 41-yard line. So that'll be a gain of six.
Yeah, it's always such a telling sign to me with some running backs. You know, the good running backs, in my opinion, are the ones who can take what looks like a two-yard gain and turn it into a six-yard gain by, you know, finding that little seam in the offensive line or just keeping the pile moving forward. So Nasir Weaver met a yard or two beyond the line of scrimmage, keeps the feet moving forward, gets six on the play.
Second and four. He remains sidecar left. And he'll take the handoff again.
Yeah,
and
he tripped that time.
You can see him go forward, but then he went face first down at the 40, just across the 43. So he'll pick up a couple and make it third and two.
Couldn't tell if it was the feet of Rivers that got in there and tripped him up or if he just kind of tripped over his own 2 feet. But, yeah, I mean, I think the seam was there, but just never could get going.
So third and two from the 43. And here's the snap to Rivers. Millersville showing pressure, so they do the check with me
nice
to the sideline.
Good check by Rivers. See what he changes into.
And they will go hand off again, and oh, that play got blown up real quick as he got to the line of scrimmage, and no more, no gain. It'll be fourth down.
And again, let's keep in mind it's 42-3 right now, but you know, I would have liked to see Rivers change it up on the call there because that was a design run to the left, and that's the side of the field that the blitz was coming from. So you were running right into the blitz. So I would have liked to see Rivers check it off, change up the direction, or change the play.
And they're rocking a punt, being that they're on their own 43. So Jake Chaplin will come out, and he will kick it away to the return man once again, who is Jet Janis. And Janis so far today has returned just one punt. Five booming kick by Chapla all the way back to the 10-yard line. Here comes a flag.
Blocking the back.
And it's going to be against Millersville. That'll be their second one. But, wow, what a kick by Jake Chapla.
Yeah, booms that one down there. Makes the catch right around the 10-yard line, and that's right where the block in the back is going to happen. So half the distance to the goal from there, the ball is going to be spotted right around the 5 or 6, depending on the official spot.
7:10 of the third quarter now. Again, the Rock leading 42-3. And it is an illegal block on the return. And let's see who they bring out this time. You know, the starting running back today was Kobe Miranda. He had a fumble early on and only has appeared on one special team play since then. And he is not coming out again. In fact, they're bringing that package.
He
is out there. He is coming out as part of the running back package along with Pearson Hinkle, a fullback. So they do the surround around Schenck, and he drops back to his end zone. He's going for the home run ball deep downfield. Throws it,
wow.
Catches it. And number eight, Cameron. Now, wait a minute. At six, Joey Farley, who we just talked about, dropped it right in his breadbasket.
Great throw, but there is a flag
coming back.
The 4-yard line.
Flag. So that's going to be all for naught. Boy, what a nice throw.
It's a beautiful throw.
A chop block called on Millersville. So back-to-back penalties now.
So for anyone not familiar with the rule, the chop block, if a defender is engaged with a blocker up top, you know, kind of battling arm for arm, and somebody comes in and takes out that defender's legs while engaged with another blocker, that's whenever you're going to call that chop block.
That's
dangerous. It's a dangerous play. I mean, you're asking to blow somebody's knee up doing something like that.
It's going to move them back to the 3-yard line as a result. It'll be second and 13 from the 3. Or, wait a minute. They haven't run a play. First and 13. They had second down on the board. Now they fixed it, and so did I. And here's a handoff, and this is going to be the fullback. And he gets to the 5.
Actually, no, it was Shank.
Oh,
no,
Shank kept the ball.
Yeah.
They faked the handoff and went forward. And Trey Blanford on the tackle that time for the Rock. So a 2-yard gain.
Yeah, I think just trying to buy themselves a little bit more space there, get a little bit further out from their own end zone. And, you know, especially with the way this defensive line has been getting after it today.
Now they'll empty the backfield and go to the 5 receiver set. Shank, in his own end zone, has to step out, has to avoid a tackle, and now he's scrambling, and he gets to the 9. He'll pick up 4 more, but be short of the first down by a couple.
And again, on that play there, Bob, Shank didn't even look to the right side of the field. He was dropping back, looking left, didn't like what he saw, and he just tucked it and ran. I mean, this guy's got to get better going through his progression, scanning the whole field, finding receivers.
It'll be 3rd and about 7 because of the penalty. From the 9-yard line, Shank drops back. He's hit. He's sacked at the 1-yard line.
I'm not sure who it was first. I mean, there was a couple different players in there. I see Suave. I see Trey Blanford as well. But, yeah, again, just Shank this time tried to step up into the pocket and steps right into the waiting arms of a Slippery Rock defender. And now you got a tough punting situation for Millersville.
Now, I'm not totally sure if this is correct, but it looked like that was Gavin Vargesco into the game, number 98. Did you see 98 on that?
I did not. Not to say that wasn't true, though.
Yeah, it looked like it was. So might have another new defensive lineman into the mix there. Oh, the snap goes through the end zone.
Goes right through the punter's legs and out of the back, and that is a safety. Free kick coming up and 2 points on the board for the Rock.
So that'll give them a 44-3 lead. So things just not going the way of the Marauders at all here at this point.
Snap never really got off the ground as it got back to the punter, and he had no chance to try to scoop that one up.
And so the Rock adds 2, and they're going to get the ball back in pretty solid field position from appearances.
Boy, it's so just as an athlete, you know, you try to hang in there tough, you try to stay motivated, but man, this is discouraging if you're a Marauder right now.
So it's going to be a challenge for J.C. Morgan to build, kind of rebuild this program. He's just in his 3rd game as the Marauders head coach, coming in after 13 seasons as an assistant coach at Shippensburg. In the past 3, leading their offense. He was their offensive coordinator, and Shippensburg was pretty impressive on offense. Yeah, went to the national playoffs last year, so
yeah.
A little bit of time, obviously, some players to fit his mold.
Yeah, obviously he's got a pretty unique system and a certain scheme that he wants to run. Now he's just got to get out there and recruit those players that fit that scheme, which is going to take a few years.
Jermaine Wynn and Eric Glover-Williams are standing at their 22. Here comes the kick. It's going to the way of Glover-Williams at the 28. Across the 35, 40, 50, and knocked into Millersville territory at about the 48-yard line. Going to be good field position, as we said, for the Rock to begin this drive at the 4:56 mark of the 3rd quarter, and they are up by 41 points, 44-3.
Yeah, not a ton of dancing by Williams on that one. Just got straight upfield. Does a nice job getting the return back across midfield.
And let's see who comes out with Roland Rivers. And it is going to be
Jakar Berry.
Jakar Berry, who only carried the ball 4 times in the opening half, but did so for 12 yards. Trip receivers near side. That's the Millersville sideline. And it is play action. And he hits Dakota Clannigan on the pass. He's got first down yardage, goes out of bounds as he crosses the 40. The first down marker was the 39. He got to the 38.
Nice job by Rivers of getting that one out quick and putting it right on target. That's a tough throw to get the timing down on as you have your receiver working his way towards the sideline. And Rivers puts it right where it needs to be.
At the 38 is where the ball is spotted. First and 10, Slippery Rock. 11-yard grab by Dakota Clannigan. And that's his second catch of the day. He has 28 yards. Here's Roland Rivers. He's rolling out. He pitches it. He's got it to Chikar Berry. He's got running room. And here comes a flag in behind the play.
Mike Merhot again on another hold out there at the wide receiver spot, trying to get that lane open for his running back and just getting a little too much jersey.
And that will be the Rocks.
Eighth penalty.
Yeah, we talked about that being a sore spot last week. They had 12 penalties for 149 yards. You know, you combine the penalties and the turnovers last week, and that's how you lose.
Oh,
game.
Wow.
Oh, wait, did they call this opposite?
They called a face mask against Millersville. I apologize to Mike Merhot.
So now we have no penalties in the opening half by the Marauders. Now they have had three since the start of this second half. So that's going to move the Rock into prime real estate. And down inside the 20, they go to the 17 as a result of the penalty. Here's the snap, Rivers. And he hands it up. No, he keeps it. And he's going to go, oh, he gets hit high and driven backward at the 15. He gains two. That's a dangerous tackle.
Yeah, given the injuries that have piled up at the quarterback position for Slippery Rock, I am not sure how happy the coaching staff is to see Rivers call his own number on that one. Much rather him hand that one off and try to keep him healthy.
Cam Patterson of Grove City, the backup for Roland Rivers. Yep, we're down to the third string quarterback for the Rock now, if you're tuning in late today. Last week on that final play in the Rock loss to Shippensburg, Taylor King went down with an ankle injury. Here's play action. Rivers drops back. He's looking for the end zone. Has a man breaking, and he caught it. And I believe
he's out of bounds.
He's out of bounds.
Yeah just was couldn't go to Clannigan down in time.
Or no, Austin Scott. I'm sorry. The back of the end zone just didn't do the double tap, or the single tap.
Nice throw though by Rivers, putting it up there where his tall receiver can climb the ladder, get over top of the defender, and come down with it. Just led him a little bit too far out of the back of the end zone.
It'll be third and six from the 17. Here's Rivers in the shotgun, sidecar Barry to the right. Play action again, holds it, hits his man. That time he got Dakota Clannigan, and he holds on for the first down.
He
dropped it late.
Right as he was coming down to the turf, he lost it on the bobble and falls to the turf. Incomplete, brings up fourth down.
So the Rock now going to try to take back that 3 points that Millersville earned on their last drive and go for a field goal. And this will be spotted in the vicinity of the 22, making it a 32-yard field goal. Here's Jake Chapla. Had a tough week last week. He's back on the mend, though, and that one is good. Again, from 32 yards out. The Rock has upped their lead now to 47-3 following the 32-yard field goal by Jake Chapla. We'll take a 30-second timeout, come right back with more Rock football and the kickoff here in the third quarter. It's Rock football on the Rock station, 97.7 FM.
Lutz Automotive is one of the area's most complete auto repair facilities. Mark and Jared do it all. Brakes, alignments, welding and fabricating, muffler work, and state inspections. Lutz Automotive also does transmission work and will rebuild transmissions on site if necessary. You'll always get an honest assessment of your vehicle's repair cost, and Mark and Jared stand by their work. There are a lot of great garages out there, but there's only one Lutz Automotive on Route 8, 1 mile from Branston Road, near Slippery Rock.
Hi, this is Tavares Sample, safety, Slippery Rock University, and you're tuned in 97.7 for Rock Football.
And we're back here with Slippery Rock going to kick off to the Millersville Marauders, now up 47-3 with 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter here this afternoon. And boy, things really, Glenn, have cleared out beautifully. The skies were cloudy at the start of the game, and it is really pushing a lot of the clouds out of here. We've got all blue sky above the stadium.
Yeah, and luckily we're here in the shade a little bit too. Down there on the turf, I am sure it is hot.
Yeah, it was a humid day today out this way, and I'm sure the players are staying hydrated. Gibson and Janice are back deep for the Marauders, and it will go to Janis halfway through his end zone. He'll take the knee and come out to the 25-yard line as a result. And that's where Colin Shank and the Millersville offense will take back over. The last drive ended with an attempted punt. It resulted in a safety, a snap through the punter's hand. But the drive before that was a 14-play drive that resulted in a field goal for the Marauders. Just some misfortune and, in particular, penalties really stalling that last drive for the Marauders. So let's see if they come out and go gunning again, because when they went to that five-receiver set, they were moving the ball pretty impressively. Now they will start out with Gibson in the backfield, trip receivers near side. That's where Shank is looking. He's hit. Now he gets rid of it, and it's caught and dropped by Dolan.
I think umpire had a little something to do with that, as the ball, I think, maybe just skimmed off his shoulder as the receiver was running right behind him. So a little bit of a lucky break there for the Rock defense.
Second down and 10. Ball again starting at the 25 after the touchback on the kickoff. Second and 10. Here's the snap. Shank, he's going to dump it off. And it is caught on the far sideline by the tight end. Yeah, no, that's wide receiver Chris Dolan.
Yeah.
And it's only a two-yard grab, though.
Yeah, they're trying to set it up where the two receivers are moving downfield and setting up blocks, and you have Dolan on the out pattern, but unfortunately Shank had to make him dive to even make the catch, so throws off any type of potential blocking upfield.
Here's third and 8. Dolan looks near side. Here comes pressure, and he's going to be sacked, dropped behind the line of scrimmage, and is that Timmy Vernick or Chad Kuhn?
Chad Kuhn.
Chad Kuhn gets the sack that time. Another defensive sack for the Rock.
Hey, we talked about it in the pregame, Bob. We said we got to see this defensive line get some sacks on the board. Through the first two games, they only had one. And now here today, that's easily, what, the sixth, seventh sack that they've had on the game.
That is seven sacks on the day for Slippery Rock. So it's a punting situation. And it will send Jermaine Wynn back to his 39. And it's a line drive kick. He runs over and tries to grab it. Now he bobbles it but picks it up. Across the 40, slips. Now he turns inside, 45, out to the 46. Dangerous play that time by Jermaine Wynn. But when you're up 47-3, I guess you're more prone to take chances.
maybe not. The coaches agree with his philosophy on that.
So Slippery Rock and Roland Rivers will start out. First and 10. Coming out is Braden Fuffman for the Rock. He'll be sidecar left with a tight end in.
New quarterback.
Oh, wait. Is that Cam Patterson? It is. Cameron Patterson into the game now. We're seeing everybody. Everybody that made the trip gets to play today.
That's right.
Apparently. And there's a handoff to Fuffman, and he takes it across the 50 to the 49, and that'll be a nice pickup of, they say his knee went to 50, so it'll be a 4-yard carry.
Cam Patterson, the 6'3", 212-pound redshirt freshman quarterback for the Rock, getting his first action of the season.
They're high on all four of these quarterbacks, Sean Lutz has told us. Here's now handoff again, Fuffman, and he goes, wow, breaks a tackle almost and just lugs one of the defenders with him, and he gets near the first down. They say he got it across the 45 to the 44, a gain of 6. Boy, Braden Fuffman really having himself a day here today.
Not a big guy. I mean, but man, does he run like a big guy. You know, listed on the chart here, 5'8", 185 pounds. I think that might even be a little generous.
And he's nearing 100 yards. Well, he's got 9 carries now for 79 yards. And he'll stay in the game alongside Patterson. And it'll be a keeper. No, he hands it off. Fuffman got it. He didn't get anything on that one, though. No gain. Boy, good fake that time. I really thought for a moment that Patterson had the ball.
Fuffman going to head to the sideline, get a little bit of a breather. And back into the game will be Nasir Weaver. Probably one more snap here before the end of the third quarter.
It's clock turning under 25 seconds to go in the third now. And here's the snap. Patterson going to drop back. And he dumps it across the middle. And it is caught. It's going to be the end of the first half. But that... And that's another new player into the game.
Ogbo.
Jesse Ogbo. Tight end. That's Jesse Nambweze Ogbo.
Sophomore, 6'205".
And that'll do the end of the first half. So we're starting to see some new names. We'll have some fun with this as we go to the fourth quarter. The Rock leading 47-3. And they'll be back with a 3rd and 8 when we return to Rock Football here on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM.
Is your mop not doing the job? Head over to Slippery Rock True Value for a promised max mop for only $19.99 while supplies last. It has a larger head that flips 180 degrees to clean 2.5 times more surface area without stomping. And the machine washable microfiber pad grabs dirt on hardwood flooring, linoleum, tile, vinyl, marble, stone, and more. Just put your solution of choice in the refillable bottle and start mopping. Take advantage of this bargain of the month and other great cleaning products before they're all gone at Slippery Rock True Value.
You take pride in your business, but sometimes it requires some help to keep it going and growing. At Next Tier Bank, you'll find the guidance and expertise you need. In fact, we offer everything from business checking to creative lending solutions to insurance. Simply put, Next Tier Bank is everything you want in a financial partner. And it's the way we've been doing things for generations. It's your future. We want to help you get there. Welcome to Next
Bring
Tier.
Bring it
back. NextTierBank.com, 800-262-1088, member FDIC.
Oh.
Rockin' the Rock. Slippery Rock University football is found right here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Cam Patterson on the keeper to open up the fourth quarter. And he goes forward across the 42 and is hit up high.
But he's a ball carrier at that point, so.
But he's up and brought down, but it'll be short of the first down.
Those rules don't apply whenever you become an active ball carrier. And now, going to go for it here on fourth down.
It'll be 4th and 4 from the Millersville 38, and they're not going to go for it. Cam Patterson in the backfield, and he's going to do a pitch out. And that's Nasir Weaver, and he goes near the 35, stopped at the 36. He'll gain 2, but it'll be short by 2, and it'll be a turnover on downs by Slippery Rock. Millersville will take over 1st and 10.
You know, without any replay, just kind of looking at how that play broke down, well, I think I would have rather seen Weaver keep extending that to the sideline. I think he has the speed to outrun that linebacker and get to the edge. Instead, he tried to make a cutback towards the middle of the field and got tackled. I prefer to see him just try to rely on pure speed and outrun the defense to get the first down.
So Millersville takes over 1st and 10. And Shank will be in the backfield with Overton beside him. Sidecar left. Shank drops back. Here comes the pressure, and it's going to be the
out.
8th sack of the day, and he fumbled. In on the play for Slippery Rock was, once again, Chad Kuhn. So he gets his 2nd sack of the day, forces the fumble, and I didn't see who come up with the ball.
Looks like number 70, Chris Airford. Coming out with the loose ball, recovery of the fumble, and bring that offense right back out on the field.
So Chad Kuhn with his 2nd sack. And Slippery Rock right back on the field offensively. And let's see how this one goes. 47-3, the Rock leading. And now they're back on offense in Millersville territory. And it will be Nasir. Nope, that's Jakar Berry. And he's stretching, and he's going to lose yardage. 2 of them as the Millersville pursuit is right on top of him. And it goes back to the 31-yard line, a loss of 2.
And hey, good for Millersville. Still showing some really good fight, especially these defenders getting out here and making some good plays, running that, chasing down these running backs. And, you know, they're going to close out this game fighting hard.
2nd and 12. Henry Litwin on the near side. Looks to me like Ahmad Morris Walker is the receiver up top, so another new player into the game. Here's the handoff to Barry, and this time he's got forward progression. He pushes down across the 30, down near the 25. They say he got to the 26. It'll be a gain of 5. It'll be 3rd and 7.
And that's a good-looking run. One cut and go. He made one cut right behind the line of scrimmage and then just got upfield. So being decisive, reading the blocks, getting positive yardage.
They got to get inside the 20 to the 19 for the first down. Ball spotted at the 26. 3rd and 7. Patterson does the check with me to the sideline. Didn't seem like Millersville showed much there, did they?
Look for some type of quick screen to that trips formation at the top.
Here's the snap. Patterson drops back. Has time. A lot of time. Now he's going to run with it. And he's going to be hit as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. He's actually driven backward a yard. He'll lose one.
Yeah, he had Mike Merhot on the quick out, who was set up in the middle of that trips formation, but just didn't pull the trigger on it for some reason and ends up taking a sack.
So now it'll be 4th and 7. And the Rock going to go for a field goal. Try to get Jake Chaplin back into rhythm again after a tough week last week.
Sure,
and the ball will be spotted at the 34, making it a 44-yard field goal. Late substitution or late addition on the special teams here. And the flag, probably going to be an illegal substitution, or did the clock go to zero? I think the clock went to zero.
Illegal substitution.
No, illegal sub. Try to get some newer guys into the game, I'm sure, and it's just a little confusion. But the Rock going to be penalized here, and that'll make it a longer field goal. So let's see if that changes any of the thought process. Ball gets spotted at the 32, so it'll push it back, making this a 49-yard attempt. And the wind kind of coming across the stadium right now. Let's see if that's affected. He's on the far side, or far hash. That's the Rock sideline hash. Out of a hold of Mike Merhot. Here it is. A 49-yard attempt. It's got the length. And it is right through the uprights. 49-yard field goal, Jake Chapla.
Good-looking kick. Good look. I mean, might not have been good from 50, but he only needed 49, so.
He got 49 and a half anyway. And so the Rock re-ups their lead now, or I guess just straight up ups it because they had scored previously with a field goal. 50-3 at the 12:01 mark here. And let's take a 30-second timeout and come back with more Rock football in a moment on the Rock Station 97.7.
Make it Agway all the time. It's Agway.
Count on Butler Agway for everything, seeds to feeds. Canning season is in full swing, and they carry everything you need. Spices, pickling, canning jars, pots, including the crocks for sauerkraut. Pet food, they carry a wide array of wholesome feed for all of your animals, including treats, chews, and vitamins. Stop by Butler Agway today, Route 68, right across from the farm showgrounds, and see why we say you can count on Butler Agway all the time. Butler Agway.
I'm Kyle Hall, also known as OG, playing DB for Slippery Rock University, and you're listening to Rock Football. Go Rock.
I'm Jake Chapla, kicker here at Slippery Rock, and you're listening to Rock Football.
On the Rock Station, 97.7.
50-3, the score here this afternoon in Millersville. The Rock up over the Marauders. And here comes the kick from Jake Chaplin. It's going to come to Janice at his 3. He's across the 5, 10, 15, 20, and gets hit, dropped at the 22. Or are they going to give him the 23? They will. And that's where Millersville will start out, 1st and 10 at the 11:55 mark of the third quarter. So that a really short four-play drive for the Rock, ending with a 49-yard field goal.
Wonder if and when we see Tony Staffieri, the backup quarterback for Millersville, into the game. See if you get him some reps, but I think right now it's still Shank down there.
Yeah, it is. 5-receiver set. He's got no backfield. He's all alone, and he dumps it off to Dolan, and Dolan leaps over a tackle to pull up 9 yards. He's going to be right at the marker. Maybe they give him 10. They do.
Coming up there to make that tackle was Dalton Holt from the safety position.
So it's 1st and 10 Millersville.
And actually, we're seeing Eric Glover-Williams back at safety right now.
Here's Shank, and he's going to dump it on. It's picked off, and this could go for six if he gets around Shank. The Rock going to take it back for a touchdown, and is the ball carrier picking it up was Terrell Gabriel, that linebacker. What? One of the backups, and he got into the game, and he goes pick six.
Great defensive play, reading the quarterback's eyes as he's watching Shank just stare down that receiver, just works his way right in front of the route, makes an easy interception, and then finishes it off for Pater. Really great play by Gabriel.
It looked like a 44-yard return to me. That's unofficial. We'll say it is, but it's an interception return for a touchdown. Makes it 56-3 now. Terrell Gabriel, his first ever interception here at the Rock. Jake Chapla out of the hold of Mike Berhot for the extra point. And it's up, and that is good, and it makes it 57-3. The Rock turning it around real quick after the Jake Chapla field goal, and they put up seven more with 11 and a half minutes to go here in this game. So the Rock will kick it off again, and we'll come back with more Rock football in 30 seconds from now. It's Rock football on the Rock station, 97.7 FM.
Butler Steel Supply. What do they do? Everything. When it comes to steel, they'll bend it, punch it, shape it, custom make whatever you desire. Whether you're commercial or residential, talk to them. If you need it, they'll do it. Not exactly sure? Talk to them. They'll design it. Butler Steel Supply, 145 Abilene Road in East Butler. Or go to butlersteelsupply.com or kenfabwell.com.
If I take more breaks, Black, I don't know how much.
The Rock Station and Rock Football on 97.7.
The Rock going to kick it off once again after the Terrell Gabriel interception return for a touchdown. The pick six of Colin Shank. That is just the second interception of the day for Shank, but it is costly and increases the Rock lead now by 54. Last time these two teams met, the Rock won by 75, which was the biggest spread in a game victory for the Rock. It wasn't the highest scoring, but certainly was an impressive one at that. And that was a day just nothing went right for Millersville. Today, you can't say that. They have had a lot of things go bad, but at times you saw some glimmers of hope, and I'm sure that's what the coaching staff is going to profess to the players as they try to rebuild this thing under a new head coach. Kind of a pooch kick, and it's grabbed at the three by Christian Martyr, and he comes up across the 20 and avoids a tackle. No, I'm sorry, that's Janice again. Didn't see the 15 there, but he has a nice return back across the 25. Avoids capture a couple of times. They say he went down at the 27, but a return of 22 yards.
Harrison Sanders for Slippery Rock in there on special teams making the tackle. Again, pretty cool to see all these young guys getting in there, getting some valuable reps. Harrison Sanders, a redshirt freshman, 6 foot, 205 pounds. So one of the linebackers of the future here for the green and white.
And as long as they do their job well, that's a coach's dream come true, getting some of his guys playing time.
Absolutely.
And, I know the players are extra appreciative of that.
Justice Jacobs into the game at quarterback for Millersville.
Yeah, we saw him warming up on the sideline. And he takes the snap and immediately goes forward across the 30 to the 31 and picks up four. Justice Jacobs.
5 foot nine, 190 pounds, and is a senior from Harrisburg. Went to Central Dauphin.
He's in the backfield, engineering the ship with trip receivers up top. Overton remains his sidecar. Now he throws, and ball is caught. And it looks like it could be for a first down.
He's going to be a little shy of the first down. They're going to mark him just at the 36. And, again, that's got to be that field awareness for those wide receivers. Whenever you're running that little comeback towards the sideline, you got to make sure that you are 2 or 3 yards, preferably 3 yards, beyond the first down marker. That way, whenever you come back, you're not giving up the first down yardage.
And that was Joey Farley with the catch. And they say he was down at the 35. It's third down. Oh, here comes pressure. Justice trying to get away, and he avoids a tackle, slides out of bounds, and he has the first down.
shifty little guy. He's put a nice little move on and then turned on the jets to get out towards the sideline.
Yeah, the pressure came in, looked like it was going to contain him, and he broke away and moved the chains. And he gets the ball out to the 39-yard line, a gain of 8. First and 10, Millersville. Justice drops back. And now he's going to scramble, and it's going to be the ninth sack of the day. And guess who it was again? Chad Kuhn. Third sack in a row for Kuhn.
Yeah, great job. And again, we just talked about it. Jacobs is fast, but man, Kuhn showing some good speed to chase down that quarterback from behind and trip him up. I mean, just got him by the shoelaces.
And now they're going to call a penalty.
Chop block against...
And they'll decline that because there's nine sacks on the board now.
Right. And number 70 into the game for the first time, and that's a Senesi Jallo for Millersville. And he is 360 pounds, 6'5".
Whew, that's a big boy. Overton remains sidecar. He'll go sidecar left for Justice Jacobs. Now the quarterback, and he's going to keep it again. And he runs forward and avoids a tackle, but now is snowed under. And finishing that off, Garrett Debian. And he gets across the line of scrimmage to the 40, picks up 5. But it will be a third down and long.
And Glover Williams in there at safety making the tackle on that play on the design quarterback keeper. Obviously, Jacobs, the much more mobile of the two quarterbacks between him and Shank.
Third and 9 for Millersville. Here's the snap. Jacobs drops back, throws the fade pattern down the field, and doing some pushing and shoving downfield is Joey Farley. But the ball is incomplete, thrown out of bounds.
It's a good no call. I think the hand checking was going on from both sides. As you had Farley out there at wide receiver, and I'm trying to see who had the coverage.
It was Cameron Spadicine.
Okay. I thought both parties were fighting back and forth, and nothing wrong with that.
And we'll send Eric Glover Williams back for the punt at his 20. Tyler Raymond is the punter, and he kicks away a good one this time. Backing to the 16 is Glover Williams. He comes across the 20, 25. Oh, hit hard just before he gets to the 30, and he's down at the 29. So the Rock will take back over.
Get some more snaps in here for Cameron Patterson. Allow these running backs to continue to get some more reps. And 57-3. See if you can run some clock here. Maybe get some more points on the board. We'll see.
8:51 to go in the game. Again next week, Family and Friends Weekend at Slippery Rock University. Also Village Fest for Slippery Rock. And we'll have a game against Seton Hill. The opening of the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference Western Division. 6 o'clock kick. 5:30 is the Coach Sean Lutz Show. Here's a handoff inside from Cam Patterson, who's the fourth quarterback on the Rock roster, and he's getting some action, and he hands it off to Nasir Weaver, number 26, and it's no gain.
And you mentioned the opening of the Western Division play, and schedule kind of reversed this year. You know, usually we get Gannon early in the PSAC West. They're not until first weekend of November. California's usually earlier. They're a little bit later on. Seton Hill's usually one of the last games, and they're first this year. So good to change things up a little bit.
Griffins have been down, but looking like they have the ability to stay in games this year so far.
They score some points, that's for sure.
Second and 8. Patterson hands it off, and it's Weaver again. And he gets near the 35 with second effort, and I think he got it now. Here comes a late flag. So he picked up 4 yards, but let's see what the flag is.
Great to see, too, that Weaver's just tough to bring down. You know, you don't see many, you don't see often that the first guy there is the one that makes the tackle. Weaver is, he takes a gang tackling to get him down.
After the play, a personal foul against Slippery Rock.
Hold that against Austin Scott. I saw it. He gave a little shot to the chops of the defender.
So that'll move the Rock back inside the 25. Down to the 20-yard line. 57-3, the Rock leading it. Just under 8 minutes to go in the game. Cameron Patterson from Grove City High School in the backfield, getting some relevant playing time in relief of Roland Rivers, who was the starting quarterback for the Rock today. The Rock down to their third string already after injuries last week at Chippensburg to the top two quarterbacks. Now here's Reaver again with the handoff. Gets across the 20 to the 22.
Yeah, bringing up fourth down, obviously just running the ball there to keep the clock running and bring up a punting situation.
So Jake Chaplin will come out. Going back to receive will be Jet Janis.
So coming into this game, Slippery Rock in the top five in three different categories in the PSAC in offensive categories, total offense, passing efficiency. I would think a lot of those numbers are going to be going up today. They're going to stay in the top five, as well as maybe do some jumping into some categories on the defensive side of the ball, too, with all these sacks here today.
There's a high kick, and Janis is going to have to come up and ask for the fair catch. And he grabs it, and he's going to have a good field position. That's going to be about the 44-yard line, or actually 46-yard line is where they end up spotting it for Millersville.
Looks like he was almost fighting the sun a little bit.
Yeah, the sun is right over literally the goalpost on the, from our vantage point, the left side of the stadium, and there is not a cloud at all in the sky to cover it. And so it is very bright on this side of the field. So timeout on the field, 6:45 to go in the game. And here comes Mercyhurst. Mercyhurst, the Marauders of Millersville. I saw the M for a moment. Got carried away.
It's been a long weekend for all of us.
Yes. Tyrone Gibson in the backfield, along with Jacobs. In motion goes Dolan, and that's who he's looking for. And he throws it high out of his reach, incomplete. And he telegraphed that one.
Real different delivery for Jacobs. Is he doesn't get the elbow high and follow through on the ball. He just kind of shot puts it and keeps the elbow tight to his chest. It's a different looking throw.
Second and 10 from the 46. Man in motion goes Dolan topside this time, and he's going to throw it a screen right to Dolan. He pulls it in. He's got some running room before he's tripped and hit out of bounds as he crosses the 50 into Rock territory. Down to, they mark it down to the 47-yard line. That'll be a gain of 9.
You can see under this new coaching staff, this offense going more towards what is becoming the expectation in college football. It's that spread, quick, a lot of screens, a lot of outs, a lot of, you know, three receiver sets where you're running different route combinations, and not something that we're used to seeing from this Millersville offense.
Now here's a high snap, and Jacobs pulls it down, and he'll run for the first down. Takes it across to 45, down to the 43-yard line, a gain of 4.
No doubt about it, is quarterback run the whole way, as he didn't even look to throw that ball, so a design quarterback keeper.
First and 10, Marauders. In the backfield remains Gabriel. Jacobs in the pistol. Four receiver set, three to the near side. And he looks to throw, and he fades down the field and overthrows his intended receiver and didn't have much of a prayer of making the catch on that one. It was number two for the Marauders, Xavier Jenkins. Ball incomplete, and it'll be second down.
I'm trying to watch on these plays here, especially Glover Williams back there at safety. This is something that they're making the change to. They want him to go back to that role as opposed to being a wide receiver, and he actually volunteered for it as well. So, you know, I'm trying to see what kind of reps he's getting back there, and so far so good.
Second and 10. Dolan goes in. No, it's Overton. It was Dolan. I'm right the first time.
There he Dolan is, making a tackle.
And, he comes in and makes the tackle after a gain of maybe a half a yard. It'll be no gain. We'll give it officially. So every time they put Dolan in motion, that's the guy to go to.
And keep in mind, too, on those quick screens, those little bubble screens, the safety is such a key defender on those plays because your corners are most likely getting locked up and blocking man-to-man. So that safety's got to be able to weave through traffic, get up there, and make a sure tackle. Great to see Glover Williams fire to the ball, and he was the one who made the tackle, too, finished the play off.
Oh, fumbled snap. Jacobs does a nice job retrieving it, and he still gets rid of the ball downfield. Going up for the catch is Joey Farley, and I think he has it for a touchdown. 43-yard touchdown pass on what appeared to be almost broken play. And Jacobs retrieved the ball. It bubbled the snap, bounced, it took a perfect bounce, and he threw it up. Jacobs to Farley, touchdown for the Marauders.
Yeah, ball bounced once and just came right back up to Jacobs, and he does a really nice job of keeping his cool, keeping his eyes downfield, still going through his reads. Delivers a nice ball to Farley, and they get their first touchdown of the day.
So that makes the score 57-9 with the extra point try to come. Here's the snap, and that kick is good. And interestingly to note, Joey Farley had to quit celebrating because he had to come out and kick the ball. He kicks it through the upright to make it 57-10. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout and continue Rock Football on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM.
Zavali Express, Karen Car, Wash or Go City. Drive in, drive out, it's that easy. Check your oil, check your fluids, and get you clean. Fast, friendly service for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Microblades or filters, check your tire pressure. Locally owned, nationally known. No appointment necessary. Zavali Express, Karen Car, Wash or Go City. Drive in, drive out, it's that easy.
Slippery Rock offensive lineman Christopher Larson, Amir McDowell. Let's go Rock.
This is Dakota Clannigan, Slippery Rock University, and you're listening to Rock Football.
On the Rock Station, 97.7.
And we're back here with the Rock leading 57-10. Other games today saw IUP remain undefeated, go to 3-0. They beat Lockhaven 59-17. Kutztown upends Gannon 48-33. Gannon off to an 0-3 start. Edinburgh over East Stroudsburg, 49-24. The Borough off to a 3-0 start. Mercyhurst knocks off Bloomsburg in Erie, 14-10. And that's the first win of the year for Mercyhurst. They go to 1-2. Bloom is also now 1-2.
Crazy things happen up there at that field at Mercyhurst.
Here's the kick. And that is Glover Williams, and he's got a nice return, and he's coming up across the 50-yard line. He took that at about the 8 and brought it upfield impressively.
It's actually
Mark Carter into the game. I was too busy reading scores, and I didn't pay attention who was back there. My fault. Mark Carter making his debut, and boy, he showed some shiftiness and speed and brings it up out of across the 10 all the way to the 50-yard line inside Millersville territory to the 49.
Yeah, as far as debuts go, that's pretty good.
So Cam Patterson will come back out, and he'll bring Chakar Berry, I believe, with him this time. He does. First 10 Slippery Rock at the 49 with 5:04 to go in the game, and I'm sure this will be a steady dose of running. And it is. Berry avoids a tackle. No, it was Cam Patterson. He gets snowed under for no gain. He had me fooled. He kept the ball and went to the far side and didn't gain anything, but runs some seconds off the clock under the five-minute mark now.
Going to try to run a little tempo here, too, which is great experience for these guys. Some of these second-string guys get in here, get game experience on a tempo offense.
California improves the 1-2 today. They knocked off Shippensburg and did it handily in Shippensburg, 57-14. Westchester knocked off our opponent next week. Seton Hill 59-14 in Greensburg today. Berry takes the handoff, and he'll gain two before he's stopped as the pile goes to the 47-yard line.
Yeah, talk about the tale of two weekends for Shippensburg. Such a high last week coming off that last second win against Slippery Rock, and then they welcome California today and just get throttled.
Well, it's such a tough schedule for them. You know, to face the Rock last week, California this week. Now they get into PSAC East action next week, and they've got a mountain to climb.
But yeah, well, they open with Coates and Bloomsburg, right?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
3:39, clock turning, 3rd and 8. Patterson takes the snap, pitches it out to Berry. It's a good pitch. He gets back to the line of scrimmage. No, he loses a yard. That got shut down very, very quickly. It was a good pitch by Patterson, but the play blown up very, very quickly. And in on the tackle that time was Cameron Boykin, the inside linebacker. He sniffed that play out very well.
Really good speed stretching that one towards the sideline, and the Millersville defense just stretches right with them and really creates no lanes for Barry to try to get upfield.
So Jet Janis will come back in to return the ball from Jake Chapla. And here's the boot, and it's a high kick, and he'll have to call for the fair catch again, and does so, grabs it at the, let's see where they spot it, 20, right at the 20-yard line.
First and 10 for the Marauders.
So Jake Chapla now, on the day, is averaging about 34 yards per kick. Now, five of those have been fair catches. That's why that is down, because a lot of these kicks have been coming from midfield.
Right.
So here comes the Marauders back out, 2:42 to go in the game. First and 10 at their 20-yard line. And Millersville with Jacobs into the game. He's 4 of 7 for 55 yards.
And a score.
Here's the snap, and he's going to run straight forward, and he's got a big hole, and he gets pounded to the ground by number 41 of the Rock into the game now. That is Arison Sanders, who, by the way, is a redshirt freshman out of Akron, Ohio, and he pile-drived him.
Just absolutely picked him up and buried him into the turf. That is a good form tackle.
You like that. And now here's Jacobs, drops back to pass. He wants to throw the home run ball, and he throws this way downfield, and the nearest person to get to it is Eric Glover-Williams, and it's over his head. He spotted it. I don't know where Jacobs was throwing that one.
Good read by Glover-Williams, reading the quarterback, reading the action on the field. That's what you like to see, that your safety is the one who was closest to the ball. That means he's reading the play well and reacting. And for anyone who is just now joining us again, we're talking about it because Eric Glover-Williams came to the Rock to be a wide receiver, and they've made the decision that he's going to move to the defensive side of the ball. And so this is his first game action as a defensive back, and, man, he's looked good so far.
He's sharing the safety time right now with Mark Carter, and both of them look good. Here's Jacobs now, and, oh, receiver fell down. He wants a flag, but that was Farley.
He's going to get it,
and he does get it. A late flag comes in. The ball was overthrown as a result of the receiver falling down, and he coaxed the official into tossing the yellow hank. Probably a hold. Nope, pass interference. And they call that on Elijah Jackson, who's into the game.
I mean, it's 2 minutes to go in the game. It's 57-10. Like, come on. I mean, unless it was really that bad, but come on.
Oh, they got to earn that paycheck.
Hey, this crew has been much better than the one we had last week.
You took the words right out of my mouth. You owe me a beer. because last week was awful in the second half. That was probably one of the worst officiated games that I ever recall, and I don't like to say that a lot of times, but it is earned.
And that's not just from Slippery Rock's standpoint. I mean, both sides, Slippery Rock and Shippensburg.
Right.
It was totally a botched game by the officials.
Hope those guys went back to Connecticut and don't come back. First and 10. As a result of the penalty, the ball spotted at the 45. Yeah, these guys have done a nice job today. Two minutes to go in the game. The Rock up 57-10. Jacobs in the backfield, sidecar Overton, and he's going to run it again, and he goes right up the middle and takes a hit and bounces off and keeps going and shows some fortitude, gets into the 50-yard line into Rock territory, nudging it just shy of the 49.
Just seems like he's always scanning the field, always trying to find that gap in the defense. And, man, he's a shifty runner. He's got quick feet. He can make some things happen.
Minute 37, the clock turns. And Millersville not rushing to the line, taking their time. Now they put Dolan in motion. That means he'll get the ball. Here's Jacobs. Now they're going to throw it downfield, and this one's going to go out of the hands, and now we got another flag coming in. And we'll see if this is called on Cameron Spadacine, possibly. They might call this one pass interference downfield.
Come on now, guys. I was just complimenting you.
No, they call it on the offense. They call it on Millersville.
Oh, wow.
And I think was it an illegal block?
No, I mean, it was that official right there in front of the pass that threw it.
I don't know.
They called offensive pass interference. That is questionable.
Okay. Anyway, they call the penalty, and it moves Millersville back into the deep into their own territory at the 36 with a minute 21 to go. So it'll be second and 19 as a result of the penalty. Colin Schenck from Millersville was 17 of 26 today, 145 yards, two interceptions. He was sacked 9 times. Jacobs sacked once. The Rock has 10 sacks on the day. Here's Jacobs, he escapes another one, but he's still going to be behind. Oh, he got back to the line of scrimmage, so he scrambled forward before he is tackled. The Rock almost got their 11th sack.
And tell you what, he almost got out of that one, too. The initial defender, he almost got away from. Luckily, held on to him enough just until the safety could come up and finish off the tackle.
What a monster day today for Trey Blanford. He had 4 solo tackles, 9 total, 3 tackles, solo, tackles for a loss, 5 tackle for a loss assists. Just an unbelievably monstrous game for him with 3.5 sacks. Joey Farley is the recipient of that pass reception from Jacobs, and he gets it out to the 48-yard line, a gain of give him 12. And that's going to probably do it unless they are able to run the snap here.
They're going to try to run another play.
Clock ticking down to 14 seconds, turning quickly. They're not even running the play clock anymore. Here's the snap with 7 seconds to go. Jacobs drops back. Here comes the pressure. The Rock trying to get their 10th. He gets rid of it, though, and it's out to Overton, and he goes out of bounds as he hits the 40, put his shoulder down, and that'll be the game. 57-10, the finale here. The Rock comes away with the victory this afternoon in Millersville. We'll be back to recap and set the stage for next week when we return to Rock football in a moment here on The Rock Station, 97.7.